tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hello, muchachitos. This is A. Gregory Luna. You can call me Gregory, and welcome back to another episode of Naturopathic Earth Radio. I hope you are doing splendid this day. Before we begin talking about the booch, I want to remind you that we have our articles and recipes and essential oil recipes over at naturopathicearth.com. Also, I am a certified health coach. If any of you needed any assistance in losing or maintaining your weight loss, please contact me. I really like to focus on overweight children or overweight adolescents, but anyone who's in the need of help, please contact me. All right, today we're going to talk about kombucha. As you guys know, I am a big fan of the booch. My four-year-old daughter drinks kombucha as well. And so does my two-year-old son. My six-year-old, not so much. He's more of the standard American diet kind of kid. But kombucha has really gained in popularity the last, probably 2 years. It's really kind of grown big recently. For some time, it was kind of only relatively well known amongst, I guess, the cognoscenti of the clean eating world of that kind of world. But in the last couple of years, perhaps because there's more producers of kombucha, or it's more in the zeitgeist, you see more awareness of it, and you actually see bars that are selling it, and it's a great alternative to soda. So it's great. I think it's absolutely great that it is getting around. So let's talk about kombucha. All right, kombucha is essentially fermented black tea. That's essentially what it is. Now, you can make it from green tea, but typically it's black tea and sugar, depending on what kind of source of sugar you want it to be. It can be cane sugar, fruit, honey, whatever you want it to be. And it's essentially left out to the point where a colony of bacteria and yeast called the SCOBY start growing on it and it begins fermenting. And so it's considered a probiotic drink or a probiotic food. For you guys who don't know much about probiotics, please go back and listen to MP Radio number 2, where I talk about probiotics, and 3, which talks about prebiotics. And I think episode number 40-ish is about symbiotics, when you're combining probiotics and prebiotics together. So kombucha is essentially a fermented black tea. And what happens in the fermentation is that it produces a lot of great things, a lot of vitamins, enzymes, and high concentration of acids, gluconic, lactic, acetic. These are all great for the body. They're very, very good for the body. So kombucha can be purchased, and that's typically the most convenient way that people get access to it. I think the most popular brand, and there's really been a proliferation of kombucha recently, but GT's is probably the most nationwide famous bottle. And you can typically get that for about $3.50. I know down here in Texas, it's about $3.50. You can maybe get on sale on occasion for $3. But even H-E-B, our local grocery store, its Central Market organic variety is now doing their own kombucha. And there's a lot of brands are coming out. And I think it's great. It's just eventually you're going to see like Pepsi and Coke start making these takeover. Either they're going to make their own, the kind of like Dasani and Aquafina, or just Coke and Pepsi products, or they're going to buy out one of these companies that makes a lot of kombucha. So you see that coming down the pipe. But in short, it's essentially a probiotic drink similar to kefir, which is kind of a drink. It's a yogurt drink, but it's a readily accessible fermented black tea with some sugar and mixed typically with some sort of natural fruit juice. So if a good kombucha is going to have on the back, it's going to be the tea, a little amount of sugar, and then some sort of fruit juice to give it the flavor. There's a wide variety of different brands or flavors of kombucha you can find. I mean, GT's, for example, has like 15 different types. They have cranberry and strawberry, guava, and there's ginger. There's a host of different flavors, but typically it's going to be those three ingredients, the tea, the sugar, and then the fruit juice, if it's a good kombucha. All right, let's talk about some of the health benefits. All right, number one in the benefit of it, well, it's a probiotic drink. And so what are the benefits of probiotics? Well, if you go back to that episode, MP number two, we discuss it. Essentially, in short, a high probiotic diet has a high correlation to better digestive health. So you have a lesser chance of having those digestive ailments. So for example, Crohn's disease and leaky gut syndrome and any of the other dysbiosis issues. Colitis, for example. And so you have overall better digestive health. And in general, when you have a diet high in probiotics, or just a very high probiotic count because you're eating prebiotics, or you're just ingesting a lot of probiotic foods, you're going to have a greater preponderance of the, what we would call the good bacteria, fighting against your pathogenic bacteria. And so there's this constant war going on between pathogenic bacteria, which we're introduced to every day, and on the other side would be our immune system and our probiotic bacteria, which are fighting against it. So a diet high in prebiotics and probiotics will give you a stronger or better preponderance of the good guys to fight the bad guys. Also connected to that, you typically have a stronger immune system because much of our immune system is made in the gut. You also tend to have a better mood because serotonin is made in the gut as well. You tend to have better weight maintenance because there's a correlation between a high probiotic diet and weight loss. I think part of it is like due to the bloating, because when you either have some sort of dysbiosis or an equilibrium in the gut, you tend to be bloated like you have a food allergy. So these are some of the major reasons. So the main reason is any diet that's high in probiotics and prebiotics in itself is overall good for your body. All right, the second reason why kombucha is great for you is that it's full of antioxidants. And we know antioxidants typically fight against free radical damage in the body and inflammation. But typically, we think of antioxidants as fighting against cancer. So there's a lot of evidence that shows that kombucha contains powerful antioxidants and can help detox the body and protect against disease. And we know that typically, inflammation is the root of all diseases, either inflammation or some sort of mineral imbalance or hormonal imbalance, something that's going to lead eventually to some sort of malady or disease, because most diseases come from some sort of imbalance in the body. And so drinking kombucha, which has an antioxidant and detoxing effect and helps reduce inflammation, will help with that. As it is, black tea and all the tea that comes from the Camellia sinensis plant, so this is green, white, and black, as it is, they have a lot of polyphenols and catechins and antioxidants, but the research shows that fermenting the tea, like in kombucha, creates even more antioxidants and more of the glucuronic acid, the acid that I had talked about earlier. All right, the third reason why you should be drinking the booch is that it helps improve mental clarity. See, kombucha just doesn't help your digestion. It helps with your mind too. And I had mentioned just previously that serotonin, which we typically think is a neurotransmitter made in the brain, which helps with our mood, is actually mostly made in the gut. So when you have a dysbiosis or a gut imbalance, you're more likely not to be able to produce serotonin. And so that is one thing that has to do with it. Another thing is that a lot of B vitamins are in kombucha. And B vitamins, in particular B12, which is known as kind of like the energy one, you can get B12 shots if you go to any of these local clinics or a lab. So people go there to get a B12 shot. So kombucha has a lot of B vitamins, and in particular B12, so that helps in itself with mental clarity. And as I mentioned, depression can be a major symptom of leaky gut syndrome, which is dysbiosis. And so by drinking kombucha, there is a higher rate that you can eliminate some of that. So you get the clarity, and there's a lot of communication between the gut and the brain. There's this phrase that they use, a gut-brain axis, and it has to do, again, with the serotonin and other mood stabilizers, which are made in the gut. And so the better health your gut's in, the better chance that you're going to have clarity and you're not going to have that brain fog, which is so typical of the standard American diet. All right, the fourth reason you should be drinking the booch is that it's a powerful antibacterial agent. This one seems a little counterintuitive, but it's not. It's because the type of bacteria found in kombucha is actually good for you, right? We've talked about the probiotic benefits of it. And there have been some lab studies that show that kombucha has several antibacterial effects against staph, staphylococcus, E. coli, and then two strains of salmonella and campylobacter jejuni, which is one that infects your intestines. Speaking of, there was a listeria outbreak we're reading in the news today and some produce. So it's good to know that they're recalling that. That's pretty common. You know, you think of all these pathogenic bacterias like listeria and staph and E. coli affecting meat, but most of the time, more often than not, it's like spinach and other produce that you see it at. So yeah. So these pathogenic bacteria, of course, can be a common cause of food poisoning. And it can sometimes be followed by a condition called Guillain-Barré syndrome, where the immune system attacks the nervous system. And because of the immense dangers of foodborne infections and significant costs to treat, the FDA is very interested in the potential treatment for C. jejuni, which is one of these pathogenic bacteria being treated with kombucha, which is great. Guillain-Barré, this syndrome which I just mentioned, is actually probably most famous for vaccines, where a healthy person has the flu vaccine and then they get this nervous system condition, where this autoimmune condition where the nervous system attacks itself, and then they have some sort of paralysis or some mental impairment the rest of their life. So that's where you typically hear about Guillain-Barré syndrome. Okay, the fifth reason you should be drinking the booch is that it helps manage diabetes. So this has actually been known for some time. So although some people warn against drinking kombucha when you're a diabetic because of the amount of sugar in it, most of the research shows the opposite. It's similar to like when doctors say you shouldn't be eating dark chocolate or nuts, or the old paradigm, right? Because these foods have a lot of fat. It's like, oh, if you eat a lot of nuts or dark chocolate, you're going to get fat. When all the studies show it's the opposite. Or, you know, the ones with cholesterol, which you talked about. You know, oh, you shouldn't be eating bacon and eggs because they're going to give you high cholesterol. When all the studies show the exact opposite. Anyways, so particularly due to the functions of antioxidants and the booch, it seems that it helps alleviate diabetes symptoms and is far more efficient than the anti-diabetic black tea from which it's fermented. So it's, again, one of the benefits of the fermented tea, which just kind of powers up or amplifies the already great phytochemicals that come out of the teas. And so they've done plenty of studies showing that that drinking kombucha can help manage diabetes. And this goes hand in hand with other drinks that are known to help with blood sugar. So, for example, apple cider vinegar is known to be very good for treating blood sugar as well. So take a shot of that. All right, the sixth reason you should be drinking kombucha, it's good for your cardiovascular health. And what studies have shown is that it, at least in animal models, it helps lower triglyceride levels, which is a type of a cholesterol. I guess it's kind of measured with your cholesterol, with your HDL and your LDL. And so it also helps regulate your cholesterol naturally. So that's what some great studies have been shown, at least in animals. So again, it's one of those things where perhaps hasn't been shown yet in humans, but if it's good for animals, it's good for us. And we're just looking for any good reason to drink kombucha. The last reason we're going to mention why you should be drinking kombucha is it actually is a great liver detoxifier. As we know, the liver is the main organ which kind of cleans out and filters all the crap that we ingest, both foods and drinks and drugs, recreational or prescription. So there's been some studies showing that drinking kombucha, because of the acids that I had mentioned previously and because of the vitamins and just because of its antioxidant effects, and its detoxifying effect, that it's very good to drink daily just to clean out your liver. And this also will go hand in hand with other great liver cleaners. So apple cider vinegar is another great cleaner of your liver. And then lemon water. Lemon water, it's been known for quite some time in Asia, where they drink warm lemon water, not too hot, because remember, hot beverages over your lifetime is a class 2A probable carcinogen. So drinking warm lemon water right when you wake up or right before you go to sleep is great. But that's another reason to be drinking the booch. Helps out, cleans your liver out. All right, so some takeaways here. Kombucha is expensive. I am going to publish an article on the website, just a very simple kombucha recipe. Of course, you can go to YouTube and find thousands of them. It's really not that hard. All you need are just some basic ingredients. You just essentially need a big jar, get a SCOBY disc or a starter kit, and then some water, and then some sugar, and then some tea bags. And that's pretty much all you need. And don't worry about the sugar. Like if you're looking at some of the recipes, you'd be like, oh my God, I got to use a half a cup of sugar. Remember, the bacteria and the yeast and the SCOBY are going to eat all that up. And so don't worry about that. I will say this though, and if you go back to our episode on sugar-laden superfoods, which I think is number 12, I do mention that because of the popularity of kombucha and the proliferation of various brands, that you're seeing a lot of kombucha coming out that's very high in sugar. And in a typical bottle, and definitely you want to get your kombucha in glass. Most of it comes in glass. Don't get the ones that are in plastic. And you do see these like probiotic drinks that are coming out that are not, they're not tea. They're just flavored. Like they look Go Live, I think is one of them. But there's a bunch of them now. Make sure you get kombucha unless you're Mormon and you can't have tea or something like that. You should be definitely opting for the tea because, again, we're looking back at the tea plant. The Camellia sinensis plant has so many benefits. So it's much better than just water with that they add some strands of fungus and bacteria and then some sugar. So definitely go with the kombucha route. But going back to the sugar, a good bottle of kombucha, probably, if you can, maybe 10 grams of sugar total. But you can find, or you know, about, I would say, no more than 8 grams of sugar a serving in a bottle. And most bottles, glass bottles of kombucha have 2 servings. So again, for the whole body, you're looking at 16. And most people can't drink an entire bottle of kombucha at one time because it's fermented and it's carbonated and it's pretty strong. But I would say that you can find brands, though, where the sugar is outrageously high. You're looking at 15 grams of sugar per serving. So you're looking at 30 grams for the bottle. And you're veering up there toward the amount that you would get in a soda. Now, granted, kombucha is a much better alternative than soda because soda is coca-cancer and there's absolutely no benefits from drinking it. But that being said, try to veer for the kombucha that has the lowest amount of sugar. The other thing is choose kombuchas that have the most strands of fungus and bacteria. Look on the back. Try to find the one that lists the most. And you will find a lot of kombucha that does have fungus, which is great. The typical kombucha is going to have about 2 to 3 billion CFUs of bacteria and fungus in it, which is the typical amount. But, you know, opt for a good tasting one. So you will definitely like the taste, but definitely opt for the low sugar amount. And some of them do have chia seeds in them. So if you like that kind of consistency that chia seeds bring, you know, why not drink one that's got some chia seeds so you get the benefits of the monounsaturated fats and the fiber that comes from the chia seeds because chia seeds are wickedly awesome. So ask around, ask your friends, maybe post something on Facebook and see if you know anybody who makes their own kombucha and perhaps they can give you the starter kit and then you can just go look up a recipe and find a recipe and start making it at home. It's so much cheaper, guys, to make your own kombucha and it's really, really easy. I personally don't make it because I'm just horrible at the kitchen, but I typically buy it. But that's something that I would like to do. And if you do make it at home eventually, or if you do buy it, definitely get the unpasteurized version. Similar to milk, the unpasteurized version is going to have more live cultures, and it's going to have more CFUs of bacteria, similar to raw milk. Before milk is pasteurized, where we heat it up to kill the bacteria, It's actually a probiotic drink, but then when we pasteurize it, it kills all the bacteria, both the good and the bad bacteria. So my takeaways, guys, is drink kombucha, find a flavor you like, pick something that's pretty low in sugar, pick something that has a lot of strands and variants of the probiotic strands that are in it, the fungus and the bacteria, and just drink it. You know, the last thing I want to mention is, according to GT on their bottle, the kombucha has been around for about 3,000 years, and it's like a miracle elixir. It's been touted by the Chinese for some time. And the story that's at least on the GT bottle, so who knows if it's true or not, but that, you know, kombucha, chai means tea in Chinese. And the story was that the Chinese emperor, and I don't know which dynasty this was, but I think it was pre-Christ. So it was one of the early Chinese dynasties, when it was one of the cradles of civilization. The emperor was dying or was very sick. And so this shaman, Chinese healer, medicine man came, and his name was Kombu, and he was the one that introduced this fermented black tea drink to the emperor's court, and because of the emperor drinking it, he was cured. And so the Chinese emperor was so grateful for it that he kind of brought the drink in and made it kind of a mainstay in the Chinese court. And so that's where we get the origin of kombucha. So is it true? Who knows? I don't know, but... So aside from that, guys, please listen to Confessions of an Obese Child and Kate's Apothecary. We would appreciate that greatly. I am posting an article and a review of hummus for any of you hummus lovers, because there are some landmines in hummus that we need to be wary of. But check out the website. And until next time, take care and God bless, and go drink some booch.
Thanks for listening to Naturopathic Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com, follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.